Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How are we doing? Welcome back. Episode 2.
Off to a great start, aren't we?
1 week in.
Enjoyed Sunday. I've got a 2-day hangover.
Yeah, I'm same. I'm tired today. So if I'm flat, that's why.
It was good, wasn't it?
Oh, I said flat, man. By the way, not fat.
Hell of a day.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Weather were good. Company were all right. And then we won the game, didn't we? Happy days.
Yeah, it was.
I tell you what, by the way, there were a few surprises in there.
In the team?
Team.
You weren't happy when you were at the start.
The Yorkshire Pearl, all? I tell you what.
It's took the tournament by the scruff of the neck,
hasn't
it?
I was surprised, but I think he's my favourite now.
Is he?
If he scores and England win, I'll have his face tattooed on. I love him.
Where?
On my bum.
Yeah.
How can we keep you to that?
Damn right. Phillips scores, England win.
Phillips' face on my bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
He was on penalties as well.
Oh, fucking get it.
Yorkshire Pearl.
He were incredible, wasn't he?
He were brilliant. He were brilliant. And I just didn't think he'd be... I thought there were other players ahead of him in the selection process.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if he thought that himself coming into the tournament.
Yeah. Well, man, he's played quite a bit, hasn't he? These recent friendlies and that.
Yeah.
So would he really be playing in them?
Yeah.
If he weren't going to be starting.
Southgate out was trending on Twitter when they released the starting lineup.
What, before the ball had been kicked?
Southgate out trending. There's a bit of tongue in cheek there, I imagine. Like,
yeah.
I mean, even the left back situation.
That was the big one for me. Always does well, Trippier. I'm not saying that he's not a good player. He always does a job, but I just think it takes a lot of...
I've been watching TV and stuff since listening to it, you know, people who know what they're talking about. And they were saying how Perisic cuts inside all the time.
Right,
So he's tackling. He's stronger tackling foot.
Mm.
In Gareth, we trust.
Well, if that's the attention to detail that Gareth puts in, he's earning his fucking £3.5 million a year, isn't he?
That's why we're sat in your garage, Chris. And he's
exactly.
He's flying the ship.
He knows what he's
flying
doing.
Flying the ship.
Flying the ship? Flying the flag?
Yeah,
Steering the ship.
Steering the ship.
Yeah, that's the...
Shaw and Chilwell must have been... You know, when he released it, they must have been fuming, man.
He's crocked, though, isn't he? Shaw, I don't know happened. I've just seen it today that he's injured, so I don't know if it's been... He might have been playing and then took a whack. I don't know, but he's crocked.
When he's like, click the sheet up and Chilwell and Shaw have looked at each other and gone, is this a fucking wind-up?
Yeah.
It is low.
I think you made a mistake there, Gareth.
what do you call him, Gaffer?
Maybe, yeah.
Do you think
Boss. There seems to be some sort of mistake at left back, Boss. you punch it here at left back. You're like, it's not a Mike Bassett moment, is it, Boss?
Do you think you can knock on door at international level? Do you think anybody does?
Nah.
No, like a tournament?
I think the manager will pull people to one side and tell them and explain everything, because they don't want massive unrest, do they?
Yeah, true.
I'm going to go and see the fucker.
The thing is, you haven't really got a right to play for England, have you?
Nah, I think you...
Raised eyebrows, wouldn't they? Like you said,
same as Goat said, not because Trippier's not a really good player, but you're just not expecting... In the first game of the tournament, you're not expecting a right-back player, left-back, are you?
Especially when we've got two
good left
very,
backs.
Very good left-backs.
It's a bit square pegging round hole.
But then that makes sense, what you said.
So you've been, so it's good that you've been listening, watching telly and listening to experts.
You could have claimed that as your own.
I know.
You could have claimed that as your own.
Because
fan.
If I said it, you'd have turned around. What have you been fucking reading?
No, good to get off to a win, mate. That's the main thing.
Which is the first time we've ever done it, I think.
Is it?
The Euros.
That could be bothered.
Yeah.
No, first time we've won on the first game. We usually draw, don't we?
That could be absolute fabrication of the truth for that.
Halfway through the second half, somebody's interrupted the video with some sun cream and went, give that to him, he's burning.
It is as well. I look like a lollipop.
No, me.
Oh, were it you?
Yeah.
My head's bloody burnt. I look like a lollipop.
That's what I went, me or him? And she went, you. But I could feel my forehead.
Yeah, look, it did look a bit crusty towards end. It was warm, wasn't it?
It was warm.
So that's why you get a little bit of boob sweat, isn't it? I mean, she won't let drop
it
lads.
Happens.
You won't let it drop lads, would you? I hope there's someone there now.
But Bellingham, come on, he's the youngest player ever to play in the Euros. No?
Is he?
Do you want to feel old?
Yeah. Well, on the way over, he said he watched Spain last night. And he didn't know any Spain.
I did not hardly know any Spanish players.
I thought that
night.
When I saw the lineup. It weren't like the spit. You know when you. You know them all.
Iniesta, Torres, Puyol, all them.
Yeah.
I genuinely did not know one Spanish player.
That means we're getting old.
So I turned it off.
Yeah. A
couple of lads at City.
Torres.
Yeah. Youngest player ever to play at European Championship. But I think there's a younger lad in the Polish squad. So if he comes on.
Oh, so he might not have the crown for very long.
He's not lost very long, yeah. I think he's 100 and odd days younger.
Jeez. I actually can't remember much about the game. That's how drunk I was by the end.
You carry it well though. I didn't.
It what?
Not by the end.
The end ended sooner than what it should have done. It fucking bounces around us, didn't it?
Oh yes, she got kicked out. We went for a drink after.
Asked to leave is the.
Is that what it is?
Is the correct term?
So
he was out of order though.
So yeah. So you've gone to the toilet, haven't you? We just sat having a quite civilized. Probably one of the most. Deepest conversations we've ever had, weren't it?
It was very
I think it was me and you, and he weren't really contributing.
Yeah. You can't do much now at the minute anyway, can you?
Next thing.
Six to a table, a bit of food.
Next thing, fucking Max and Paddy's on shoulder. He's out. He's going to have to leave. Like, why? It's just because he's nearly fallen down the steps in the toilet.
Nearly being the operative word.
I didn't
fall.
See, I'm thinking...
You argued your point, though.
I'm thinking, you know, somebody nearly falls down the steps. I'm thinking they managed to grab onto the rail just in time.
He were like one of them, though. You know when, like, a kid's been told to leave classroom and they just folded arms?
Yeah, I'm not going. Not going.
Thing is, I was outside and he said, you're going to have to leave and whatever. And I've ended up coming back in. I got a stay of execution.
Yeah.
Well, another drink.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
What, just as
because me and the barman were tied. He wanted us in.
Oh, the Spanish guy.
Yeah. And the doorman wanted us out, so it was a bit of...
conflict.
They won in the end, though. I had to go. I had to go.
So did we. I was in, sat in there pretty. I was in for duration.
Comfy, wasn't it?
We got menu on table to order some scran. I was thinking a Sunday dinner. Well, really appealing to me.
Who has a Sunday dinner at half 12 at night?
DJ was on, wasn't he?
The DJ had started, kicked up.
Sorry, lads.
So,
won't happen
that again. Is your first official warning.
Yeah, must do better.
Yeah. See, I get battered if I get pissed, don't I?
We had a good crack of the whip.
Yeah.
We did. Lovely setting as well. We should say thanks to for the fans in Manchester who accommodated us, didn't they?
Very well. Food.
It was good to be in that environment, though, where without fans. So it's been a long time, hasn't it?
I'm a bit disappointed that me heading didn't get on the video, by the way, to be honest with you. You know, it started...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me and the little guy.
Oh, they had a showboater, what they called?
Showboater?
Yeah, one of them.
It weren't like a showboater, it was a showboater. We've done headers, haven't we? I think we got record.
How many did you get?
I don't know, you count 100 and odd or something.
He was coaching you as he went on, though, wasn't he? Take a bit off it, take a bit off it. Easy.
I played before, pal. Once or twice.
He said that as well, didn't he?
Eh?
He had a bit more work to do, though, because he was little and large, wasn't he? He was only about 5'2".
Yeah. Yeah, he were. But it was good, incredible atmosphere, weren't it?
Yeah.
And hopefully going to get better throughout the tournament.
Mm. Friday will be good, there.
I think it'll be good Friday with the Scottish game.
Yeah.
I think with England, we always come out the traps quick, don't we? And I always feel like we're in we're at risk of it going wrong if we don't score early.
You think?
Thing is, we thought we were cruising when we played Croatia last time, and when Trippier scored, then it's when we take a foot off the gas.
Well, Kane looked like he was blowing out of his ass.
Well, I'm starting to think Kane is the one who'll be masturbating the most.
I've told you.
You think five a night?
Five a day, man.
Five a day.
And he's up on that.
Harry. give it a rest, Harry.
Harry, hey, you've got all summer to work.
You're there to work, man.
Yeah. Not to play with your testicles.
What do you think of Foden? Because he seemed to...
Started well. And then I think it fizzled out a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they played actually that well. I think they were done all right, but I was disappointed in them. I thought they were bang average.
Yeah.
I think they are now, John.
Aging squad.
I think they're very average.
Yeah, I thought they were bang average. I think if we'd have not won the game, it would have been a missed opportunity. Mm. I'll go as far as to say that.
That was a good evaluation. Were you actually watching it, were you?
Not really, no. Somebody told me.
What's the same programme as it?
Somebody told me. I can't even book all about game either. What minute did they score in? 60? 70?
Pass.
But Scotland.
I know.
Friday.
Terrible start, wasn't it?
Anti-climax, won it for them. Well, 20-odd years.
Raheem Sterling scored. Denzel Dumfries scored for Holland. So, I mean, that's about as good as it got for Scotland this weekend.
Oh, I like what you've
done. Sterling, Dumfries.
Right.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you like it.
Yeah. No.
It's only the first game, though, isn't it?
I think the thing is, they're going to need us to do them a favour now.
In the last game?
By beating...
the Czechs.
Yeah, they're going to need us to do them a favour.
They're not bad, you know.
What, Czech Republic?
The Czechs.
Hopefully. So it's hopefully a good job. We'll be home and hosed by them.
Yeah.
The thing with Scotland, like, you always want to do well. Obviously not playing against us. I always, you know, you're always happy for them to do all right. Same with Wales, but I'm just starting to think, like, fuck them. Because dancing in ponds, wouldn't they, if we got beat.
Yeah.
They'd probably put a national holiday day, wouldn't she, Sturgeon?
She'll have an open top buzz if they beat us on Friday.
What for Ollie McBurney? I tell you what, I did think were incredible. Lingard sat having a drink.
Oh, with parrot on his shoulder.
He had rice on his back, didn't he?
Yeah.
Nobody had thrown it at him.
Someone had thrown a curry. I mean,
how does he get my hand down in front of me? They got his pal's name on back.
It's in Altrincham, that just out road.
Oh, is it?
My mate lives there, and I was asking him about it, and he said, yeah, he knows the lad who owns the bar. Apparently, Lingard turned up with a few of his pals, and one of his pals had a parrot with him. And I just thought, of course he did. You know, that's one of Lingard's pals would have, wouldn't he?
Why, was it a real parrot?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it were a faker.
He brought parrots at Mark. Polly had come down for a pint.
Oh, I bet they went through some nuts, didn't they? Well, was it a real parrot?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just a gimmick thing.
Oh, no.
Imagine, like, just before you leave the house, phone, keys, wallet. Bully. Where's the parrot?
Polly! Come on. Get your kit on, Polly. I'm taking it out.
Bring her a packet of Jacobs.
Do you have to have some string weight on its feet, then, so it don't fuck off?
I don't know.
No, he's got it well-trained.
Well-trained, yeah.
He's got
he's a good trainer.
Packet cashews in pocket, ain't you? Just slipping it one up. Right, Wales drew 1-1 with Switzerland. What are they like, Switzerland?
Hey,
not bad.
We've skipped that goal for Scotland, against Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Some player in.
It were a... to be fair, it's not that hard to score from halfway line. All you've got to do is be able to kick the ball straight for 50 yards. Surely any professional footballer should be able to do that.
I'm not.
Keeper being on edge of 18-yard box helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not reaching.
Ever?
On that angle. You know the way he was running at it? To get that much power on a
whip?
Yeah.
I think I could.
But you were good.
Well, you've done it, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. No, but seriously, you know, like when the people score from halfway line and that, all you've got to do is kick a ball straight 50-yard, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Keeper's obviously off his line, or you wouldn't try it.
I seen an interview with him. He said that he'd seen him first half on the edge of his box all the time, and he thought, if I get the opportunity second half, I'm going for it.
Some goal.
It was a good whip, like, weren't it?
That's great.
I felt a bit sorry for Marsh.
I was just about to say that.
Marsh, he's ended up like a fucking Atlantic Connick back, isn't he? You know, like fisherman threw his net out, and he's just like got caught in trawler. Mm. You know what I mean? You're trying to get your boots
pulled
out
it down. He's pulled netting down on it.
Yeah,
did he? thing is, if I'm him, I'm slaughtering whoever's give the ball away.
No, it weren't. Somebody had a shot, and it got. Somebody had a shot, and it's deflected, and then he's deflected it, and it's gone straight to him, pretty much.
So he's obviously.
I think your centre half's probably got to be marking him better.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They're watching.
I'm
the
still
play.
Blaming somebody else.
Oh, fucking 100%. Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, Wales fought a draw out.
Yeah, I think in any other game that would be a good result, but I think they needed to win that. I think looking at the,
I think they're a good team, Switzerland.
That's what I mean. Right. But the other game, they've got tough games, haven't they?
Who else is in their group?
I'm not sure what, to be honest.
You're a cracking header, though.
Keith,
yeah, you're a good player, him.
I did an interview.
Cardiff?
Yeah, I did an interview yesterday, actually. Somebody phoned us up to speak about him and that, because I played with him, didn't I?
What, at Cardiff?
No, at Forest Green. He came to Forest Green.
On league?
Yeah.
Works his way up.
He's just scored a goal in the Euros and they thought, who can we get?
Who can we get an opinion?
John Parkin.
Yeah.
That's a big...
They've not done the research either.
and they asked me, like, did you ever think they were going to go there? I were like, no. No. He didn't have one, and I don't think he'd mind me saying this, right? He didn't have one attribute where you thought, oh, he's brilliant at that.
Mm.
He was fast enough once he got going. I actually described him as a heron taking off. When he started running, he was like a heron taking off. Right.
You watch your Attenborough this week because we've had Atlantic cod.
I like watching birds. good in the air, not exceptional. Not a particularly good finisher. Not particularly quick. Not particularly great holding ball up. Fucking it sounds like it was shit to me. But fair play to him. He's gone on and is where he is, and he's scoring goals in the European Championship.
It made it better. He had that headband on, didn't it?
Yeah. The old Ian Wright one.
Terrible.
I think I played against him when he was at Yeovil. I don't know if he started at Yeovil.
Well, he signed for Forest Green from somewhere abroad. He ended up fucking off abroad. Somewhere obscure, I think.
But, trying to see who else is in Wales.
Turkey's any good.
Well, they were people's underdogs, weren't they? Not underdogs, but...
They didn't look great against Italy.
Outsiders, but they were shit against Italy.
Well, they got a chance this year, Italy. What are they like?
They look good, didn't they? That's probably the only game that I've sat down and watched proper. And they were good.
I think they're 27 games unbeaten under Mancini now.
Really?
He looked good on sideline, didn't he, Joyce?
Yeah, very good. Seen someone saying they've got the best midfield in the tournament.
Really?
Nobody.
And I didn't recognise any of the names.
Without Calvin Phillips in it?
Yeah.
I don't know about fucking Italian football.
I honestly didn't know any of the names.
Belgium, what do we say? Lukaku, two goals first game.
Knowledge, you know what that is? Knowledge bomb.
Yeah.
Benteke didn't get a,
did not get a game.
Sniff, no.
The only thing that might scupper that is if they win the next game comfortably and he gets rested for the third game. Mm. They're already through. Fuck it, we'll put that donkey from Palace in, Benteke. That could be the only way that it could scupper. If he gets another couple now.
Yeah.
What would you do if that happened and you were through? Would you rest him or would you keep him on the crest of a wave?
Yeah.
Keep him confidence up and get another couple.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I tell you what we didn't mention though, England, talking about your knowledge bombs, what did you think of Ming's performance?
I don't think he had much to do, did he? I reckon I could have played 10 and a half for England. Saturday, Sunday, whenever it went.
Solid enough, wasn't he?
But I
thought he did all
right. Yeah, no, he did well.
He didn't make any mistakes. You said this weren't a vendetta, John.
It's not. He done all right, yeah, but I don't think he got tested. I think not Danny Mings, what's he called?
Tyrone?
Danny Mings!
Tyrone Mings against Lukaku would get torn a new arsehole. He'd end up getting sent off. He'd be close rallying him. Honestly, like a WWF wrestling match.
See, I think he'd be better. I think he's better against the bigger players.
But Lukaku's quick and all.
Tyrone is.
Huh?
Tyrone is.
He's saying he'd rather have Tyrone Dobbs on
Nah, Sunday. Done well.
He done all right, yeah. He done all right.
Clean sheet.
But I don't think he got tested.
Mm.
No, he's got the bars of Rolls Royce next to him, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Making him look good.
Oh, fucking hell, I make a turd look good, Stonesy.
Spain, they look. Do you watch it?
No, well, I watched 5-10 minutes max.
Slow.
Did they?
Just didn't look like the Spain that we've all known for so long.
But the same as you said, the big dogs have all got told, haven't they?
Mm.
Apparently, you've got a twin playing for Sweden.
Have I?
Danielson.
What, from Karate Kid?
I just seen some. I think somebody tagged you in it. So oh, you're doubling it. Up as a the Swedish 24.
Must be a bloody good looking lad. That's all
exactly, he was handsome.
Yeah. Oh, aye.
Yeah.
That was awful, wasn't it, with Ericsson, man?
Oh, dear yeah. me.
I mean, our,
I wasn't watching it, like.
Now we're out and somebody says that, have you heard that Ericsson's collapsed and whatever? And you're like, fuck me. Tell you what the most scary thing is. Like, obviously, the level that he's at and the medicals that he's had, and then they've still not picked up on it.
I know. Because since that happened with Mwamba, they tightened up on everything. We used to get them all the time, like them ECGs.
Yeah.
So they'll be tested all the time. Mm. So for it to happen, is it one something that's just come
can
out of the blue?
Can it be something that's just an anomaly, yeah?
But the I think you wouldn't have been there with him, but the same doctor that revived Mwamba, I was at Preston with him. He was our club doctor at Preston. And he's done a few interviews about it all, and he tweeted after the game on was it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah, but... Just, you can't
remember. It was just like I was on my end of season do with old lads from football, and you know everybody's having a laugh and a joke, but, and then that happens, and you know just like a group of lads just silence,
just go cold, doesn't it?
And just watch it. And,
see, I don't know if he can play again, can he?
No, I don't think he will. I don't think he will.
No,
but just like on a, I don't know, it's just weird, like on a human level as well. You know when you saw it happening, and. It was obvious that there's something very, very wrong when they're making a human shield, and you can see like they're doing compressions and so. I remember like I don't know Christian Eriksen, I've never met him. I mean, he probably won't like me, but
I'll suck him
up. But I remember just standing. I was just like I was watching it, going, "Fuck it, come on, Christian, mate, fight."
Yeah,
it's mad, isn't it? His captain done incredible for him,
John.
Yeah,
unbelievable, man. I mean, what do you put yourself in that situation? I'd going like, over to his missus.
Yeah.
I mean, he must have had some sort of medical training money. I mean, obviously, not medical training as such, but to think, oh, I need to get him in recovery position, get his tongue out of his throat and all
take
that.
Take charge of the situation.
Yeah. I can imagine you just clicked into an autopilot. Mm. I bet, like, after the game or whatever, I bet he's thought, fuck me, I'd do that.
Mm.
See, do you think the game should have been cancelled?
I've seen some of they give them three options.
What the
to
both post, teams?
No, the Denmark players was to go straight back out and play, to play the next day, or to just forfeit the game. And they must have all got together and said, right, we'll go back out.
In other words, they got a bit of stick, didn't they, for giving them options? And but I've seen a thing since from the manager in Denmark saying there was no pressure there. You know, the lads sat down and spoke about it, and they felt like they wanted to go out and play on.
So that were thrown. So that weren't thrown at the other team. The other team had just got to do whatever.
I'm guessing
Denmark
so.
Had,
yeah,
decided.
I'm guessing so, because they're the ones that have, I know both teams will have been a lot of trauma there for both teams. But I don't think I would have wanted to play. I'll be honest.
No,
definitely not. Like that same day, maybe the day after. You know, you. Make sure he's all right for a start.
Yeah.
Properly all right.
I can imagine the thought process were, well, like, let's just get it out of the way and then we can draw a line under it then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That, I think they're the exact words that the manager used, that they said that let's get it over with.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because I suppose if you're going back to the hotel, then what's developing and then you've got to go and play a game.
Yeah. See, thank God, obviously, that it didn't. But can you imagine if something had happened that night and then... And they've got to play that then tomorrow.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, it was awful, man.
But
it's just good that he's obviously
seems to be doing all right, doesn't he?
And he's put some posts on social media in hospital bed. You see, I think it was one shot with the defib
was
brought
it?
Him back round.
I seen an interview. I think it was someone's brother died. I don't know if it was 15 plus years ago. And if they've got the defibrillator there. The CPRs are 7%. Don't quote me on the exact, but somewhat along these lines. The CPR is 7% successful. The defibrillator is between 70 and 80% successful.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I know Justin Edinburgh's foundation is trying to get it at every sporting venue, which...
I know they're expensive, but that you'd think that'd be a minimum, wouldn't you?
Yeah, thankfully it looks like he's all right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If he can't play football again, he can't play football again. But he's got looking wife and a little wife and a little little baby, ain't he?
Yeah.
So good luck, Christian.
Yeah.
Yes, mate.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
See, the fans have been, even though it's, you know, minimal capacity, they've been trying to give it. I saw a Mexican wave, someone were attempting a Mexican
really?
Wave the other day.
Yeah. Stop start.
Yeah, it wasn't
it. There was no fluidity to it, was there?
You were more of a little bit of a.
Hey, short
So, a good story about last World Cup. We were even a Peru fan. So, all tickets had sold out for the Peru games. But there was the special seats for the larger gentlemen, like reinforced seats, and you could still get tickets for. He put 3.5 stone on before tournament, so we could get one.
That's dedication, isn't it?
That's easy. My dedication. That's a fucking piece of paper. I do that this month, and I'll still be on that bench.
You got a ticket in Budapest.
But they're comfy though. Them seats, aren't they big?
3.5 stone, that's some. I think he did it in like a month and a half.
I thought you were going to say he wore like 3 jumpers, I 2 shirts, yeah. And a
oh
coat.
No, you've got to get upscale and prove that you.
Well, you just put some stones in your pockets, don't you?
Hey, do you see Ronaldo moving Coca Cola today?
Why was that?
He's a dick.
Because he's saying, don't drink this shit, drink water.
So you think he's a fucking drinks pioneer or what? why be a dick like that?
Coke won't be happy, will they?
Well. They probably are happy because it's obviously highlighted it more than what it would have done. Who do you think he is? I know he's all right, like football, but who do you think he is?
Are we going same team Friday then?
After Sunday, I'm just listening to Gareth.
Leave it as it is.
And Gareth, we trust.
I mean, is Maguire going to be anywhere near? If he's
fit, he'll play.
If that is the case, what we're saying about Trippier, then Gareth's obviously looking at each individual.
Which is good.
Yeah, he's not just going to have his team. They're playing no matter what. So I don't think we can even say who might be playing.
So then, well, I'll throw it at you then. So if drop Trippier on Friday,
and Gareth, we trust.
I know, but what's Trippier going to be thinking?
He's hoping for a cutter insider for last game.
He does. He's played it first game, done well enough, clean sheet, and you're getting dropped.
So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he plays Grealish. Because Scotland are going to be sitting back and we need people to
open the can.
Yeah. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised.
Is he not injured? He's not been training with the lads today.
I don't know.
Or yesterday.
Has he not?
No. Been training away from the lads. I've read it on where you're doing my research.
I'd play him. Because they're going to be 11 men behind the ball, aren't they?
So who's who's getting dropped then? Rice or
Phillips?
What?
What?
I'd play Grealish instead of Phillips.
Okay, now, are you?
Don't be daft.
It's tactical, Chris.
Best player on field.
We're taking each game. So what, we're a team. We want to win the competition.
So he's got the man of the match and best player on field. Why are you dropping him instead of Rice?
Because I just think Rice is the main man at the minute.
He's not though, is he? Because
he asks me opinion, lads, and I've given you it.
Right, he's not the main man at the minute, is he? Because
Rice is the main man in that.
He's not
position.
The main man at the minute. Cause
he is. What? Because Phillips has had one good game.
Oh, so he's only had one good game, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So far in this tournament,
but it were better than Rice's.
I don't care. What? For me, Rice
that's
is
why,
playing
that's
instead
why
of Phillips.
You were never going to take over, Darlington. Fucking clueless. Absolutely clueless.
I'd play him instead of one of the sitting midfielders, and I'd play instead of Phillips.
It will be a shocker considering everybody's singing his praises. Your best output.
He'll be on Southgate out.
Yeah. He'll be trending again.
Southgate.
I just bought a Phillips t-shirt. Your best that bloody player.
But what I mean is we don't need 2 sitting midfielders against Scotland. I don't think.
We need a bit of a more creative edge.
Yes.
And you think that's Jackie Grealish?
Yeah.
No, I can see your point.
He might bring Rashford in instead of Sterling, even though he scored.
I'm just
throwing it out.
But
there.
I didn't think he was. I still think he looked a bit rusty.
I'm starting to think you're Celine Albert Schlossy.
I told you I've got a 2-day hangover.
Get him out.
Hey, excuse me, son. You're going to have to leave. Hey, excuse me. Honestly, it's Nothing personal, but you're going to have to leave.
So predictions then?
3-0.
I was going to go 3-0.
Well, we can...
I'll go 2-0. Home win.
Yeah? I'm winning 3-0 England.
I don't think they'll have a shot on target.
3 or 4. The shit Scotland. The shit. They are. I'll tell you now. It's nice to be nice, but the shit. We're going to dick them.
I think we will dick them, like.
Is
that your official stance on Scotland then? The shit?
The shit. Like I said before, it's nice to be nice. You know, I usually want them to do well. I've got family in Scotland. Love Scotland. I think, personally, I think you feel closer to the Scottish as a northerner than you do down south.
Yeah.
Personally. Right. When you got family, but the shit. And they don't care if we lose, so fuck them.
Yeah. Well, that's your official stance on it. Yeah, wait, I hope they do all right.
Oh.
No, well, they're kidding. Yeah, okay, fuck
shove
them.
That up your kilt, you shit.
That's more like it from Lucas, eh?
So you'll win 4?
4.
Oof. I think it'll be a battering.
Mm-hmm. 2 from halfway line.
I bet Marcy will be fucking rooted this next game, won't he, bless him?
Yeah. I tell you what, I bet you Phillips must be, you know, from like you said, you're like playing in Championship last game. Ed must be in clouds.
Yeah,
Cloud 9.
Yeah,
yeah. Everyone's talking about him. The old stuff. Stuff about his family and things.
Daily Mail shit about him.
Yeah,
like, about his family and stuff. Like, fuck off.
Mm.
You know what I mean? The kid's just fucking had a man at match performance for England.
What, they talk about his dad?
Bollock. Fuck off.
Digging for dirt rather than embracing what he's doing.
They always do it, though, don't they?
The pricks, man. Absolute prick. Yeah. Well, I am never going to do another interview for Daily Mail. Fuck them. Wankers.
See that? What they've done for... Because normally the lads will take a PlayStation for these away trips or... There'll be a card school or something. They've got a basketball court in the hotel for you.
Who was?
The England players.
How did they wheel that bastard in?
I haven't got a clue.
There's a
basketball thing.
Well, actually in the foyer?
I think it looks like...
Fucking checking people in and fucking... Boom.
Wherever they were.
Harry Kane was trying to nail fucking 3-3 points in a row.
Have you not seen them? That's all they do. Imagine just on your bed and somebody got fancy throwing some hoops. I'll see you down there in 5.
Bring me Jordans.
Imagine that. Yeah. Imagine somebody twist an ankle like trying to fucking old man somebody.
I know.
Who's come up with that one? Because you can't.
I don't know.
What do you want, lads? PlayStation? We've got a pool. Any chance we could rack up a basketball court?
Unless Gareth's got his fucking Air Jordans and his sweatbands on and that and his great long trousers and shorts and he's fucking mopping away.
Can you imagine he's the main man on the court? Hard to Sterling. Come on.
Beat Little.
1-1.
I'll fucking take you, Raheem. Imagine fucking Tyrone Mings at that game. Non-contact, innit? It'd be fucked.
It's not personal, though. Yeah, it's
not personal.
Gareth's on his ass again. I'd ever drink with him, no bother. I don't think he'd have one with me, mind, but... Yeah, yeah. He'd be fouled off with you in 5 minutes. I reckon he'd even go as far as to close lines Gareth.
You think?
I just don't think
without realising.
I don't think he can help it.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'm going to clothesline him. I'm not bothered if it's an England manager.
What's wrong with, like, just, you know, what's the game when you hit the hippos when they pop up? I would understand that. Or Space Invaders, you know, the old thingy. Fucking basketball court.
There's little things set up where it's just for, what's that game where you pull them out? Jenga.
Connect 4 or something.
Jenga
court. Oh, fucking hell, I bet it'd be exciting if you were manager, wouldn't it? Fucking guess who? Put that twister away. You'll cause yourself a bloody injury.
I don't think I'd be involved in basketball. I think I'd be upstairs carding.
Chilwell, Mount.
They're the two main ones, are they?
Swoosh.
Yeah, they love it. Rashford.
No, not for me. Thanks for the offer. Thanks for it, Gareth, but it's not for me.
Bloody Jenga.
I haven't seen Harry Kane down there. You know why, don't you?
it's upstairs.
It'd be no good. That was strongest wrist in Kane.
He's going to break the backboard. Harry, you having a game? No, I'm busy.
In the backboard.
Imagine playing basketball with same hands and all that is if he's not cleaned up properly. I throw it and it's sticking like Spider-Man.
No, he keeps it close. No scribble, it never leaves his hand.
Oh dear.
That's Spider-Man.
Oh mate.
And we've got to say a big thanks to VBet, yeah, obviously, supporting the podcast.
I'm picking the vet this week because you were miles off it when you picked it.
I know.
So I'm going to pick it as a bet builder.
Yes.
And we're going to put it out earlier and all, aren't we? So if people want to get on it.
Yeah, well, I think we should do the bet builder now, and then VBet will boost them odds. So if you sign up with VBet, and if you use the word cosh as well, they've got the goal rush.
So for every goal that England win by in the group stages before they lose or draw, you get a free £1 in play bet.
Like we said before, the reason we went with them, they've been great with us, haven't they?
Yeah, they are.
Absolutely incredible. And
the way that they cover football from non-league up to the Champions League with Monaco, driven by the fans, I think. They've got that proper fan culture following behind them. So, yeah, if you sign up and use the word COSH, the code COSH, sorry, when you sign up, you'll get that £1
goal rush
every time England score in the group stage, as long as they don't draw or lose, which they're not going to do.
Nah.
So what are we thinking for the bet builder?
I'm thinking...
Got to be booking, surely.
Yeah. I think two bookings each team. I think that one's more relative this week than other day.
England win.
Oh, cert.
Grealish to score.
We'll be boogieing at full time, I tell you.
We need him to... We need definitely somebody who's playing. I think we should throw a bit of a wild card in there for the odds and Foden to score.
Is Foden going to definitely...
Yeah, Foden's playing best player in the world.
10 corners, two bookings each team.
I think 10...
England to win.
10 corners. I think that's all right.
Yeah.
Are we having a goal scorer?
Foden? Yeah. What
if he doesn't play?
That's the thing. With Gareth, you can't guarantee...
Exactly. Yeah, trippier. Even trippier than innit.
I mean, I wouldn't even be certain that Harry Kane's going to play the way that Gareth's playing.
Yeah, right. But lads, you both have to leave. You both have to leave, lads. You'd be like that, Harry. Can I just have a word, please? How many Tommies have you had since Sunday?
One camp.
Sleep off. Hope you can play. out of a five, and you weren't playing, Harry.
But we'll have that. We'll have that on the social, and VBet will very kindly boost them odds.
Yeah.
So if you sign up, you can take part.
So sign up with the word "cosh" and. Happy days.
Happy days. I tell you what, if we win, we're boogieing up full time.
Oh, yes, we are.
And we're sending it to fucking...
bloody boogieing.
And we're sending it to open goal, direct. Yeah. I came out of more better. Well, I wonder what Slaney were like fucking when he watched that Scotland game. I mean, they were going fucking ballistic.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a quiz?
We have.
How are we then, Chrissy?
Evening quizzes. Let's see what we've got. Right, are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's get quizzical.
Brilliant.
Let's get
brilliant again.
Quizzical.
Who won last week?
Me. You know I did.
We'll go nice and easy. We'll start nice and easy. Are you ready?
Giving the easy ones again, yeah?
We'll pass over. Which two teams lost?
Who's this for?
This is for you.
Right.
Reigning champion. Which two teams lost the Euro 96 semi-finals?
England.
That's one.
England and Holland.
Czech Republic.
France.
Oh.
0 points.
At one point then, yeah?
No.
Oh.
Not getting both.
You know when you said this is an easy start? I don't think that is an easy start.
Tough start.
Chris, which England teammate sprayed the water from the water bottle into Gazza's mouth after he scored it in Euro 96?
Sheringham.
I'll pass it over.
So Gazza scored it.
It's not that hard, is it?
You've just got it fucking wrong.
I didn't need to walk through the goal. So tell us about his...
I'm just trying to think who were near to him. Sheringham, no. So...
This isn't going to help you, I can tell you.
Gazza. Steve McManaman.
Incorrect, it was Alan Shearer. That.
Was it?
Alan Shearer it was.
Was it?
I can't imagine least, him being part of the actual
part of the
one.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
John. Daniel Sturridge scored the winner against Wales in Euro 2016, but who scored the equaliser?
Rooney.
Jamie Vardy.
I'd have gotten that as well if you'd passed it on.
Oh yeah, I forgot about passing. Shit, you missed out there, didn't you?
Would you have got that?
Yeah.
Right, I've got for you the first 10 seconds
of, you know how I like the football songs?
Mm-hmm.
First 10 seconds of some official, some unofficial songs that have been released as part of international tournaments. Tell you what, 3 points on offer. Name of the song, name of the singer, artist, and if you can tell me the year that it was released, that's oh, 3 points.
Jesus Christ. Was it for this then?
Me.
I know this one. That's 10 seconds.
Vindaloo.
Vindaloo, I'll give you one.
96. David Baddiel.
No, incorrect. I'll give you Vindaloo.
Right.
Vindaloo. Oh, you were called Keith Summit, weren't he?
David Baddiel.
They were called Keith. Keith.
I need his artist name.
Oh, fucking hell. 98, by the way.
What's 98?
Yeah. Is his name Keith Allen?
It is Keith Allen.
Well, come on.
I'll give you that. I'll give you Keith Allen. Fat Les is his, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Fat.
Do you want his artist name or not his artist?
No, I'll take that. It was good knowledge.
I would never be as rude as to call him Fat Les. Keith or Mr. Allen. 2-1. Boom. I'm flying at this.
Here we go. Are you ready? Next one.
Lily's dad, isn't
it? It is Lily's dad.
Is it?
Do I get a bonus point for that?
No.
It's coming home or football's coming home? Football's coming home.
Go on. What year? Who sings it?
Frank Skinner, David Baddiel and the Lightning Seeds.
Oh, yes, good. I'll give you a point each for that. No, I'm not.
This was 96.
It was. I'll give you one more. I'll give you a tough one.
What, because I'm way behind, so you'll give us a tough one, yeah?
Aye, fuck him.
I'm the clue.
Not even look at me
No.
either.
No.
Euro 90. World Cup 90.
No, because that one, love's got the world in motion. I know. I'm going to say, wait a minute. Because I can still have a guess, can't I?
Yeah, you can.
What about 96, 98? I'm going 92.
It was 98. It was 98 because Vindaloo wasn't the official song. This was.
All right.
And it was the Spice Girls and Echoing the Bunnymen with something about How Does It Feel? Oh, Top of the World.
Shit quiz today, Chris.
Quiz has been all right. That was just a shit song. Nobody remembers it, does it? Shit. Fucking Spice Girls. What Spice Girls doing an official song? You got geezers with beer bellies, don't you?
I've got a couple of questions on what's happened this week.
Oh, pass.
Danny Ward had a great game for Wales. With his goal against the Swiss, but which club does he play for?
Right, I need you to repeat this question.
Danny Ward had a great game for Wales in goal against the Swiss.
Right, sorry, I thought you said with his goal against the Swiss.
I might have done, actually.
You did, 100%.
Yeah. Which Premier League club does he play for?
Danny Ward. Liverpool.
Incorrect.
Well, I'd have gone Liverpool myself, but he did get a move. I don't know how to...
Premier League club, no. Pass.
Pass.
I mean, you might as well just guess a club.
Southampton.
Leicester City.
Oh, right. It weren't Liverpool, though, wasn't it?
Mm.
England started with a win in the first game of the group. When was the last time England won the first group game in the European Championships?
I don't think they ever have they?
Oh, do you not? No, they haven't.
Hey! You got that earlier. Why would you ask that?
Because you were questioning me whether I were talking shit or not.
I'm still questioning it.
Here's one for you. Who is the manager of the Ukrainian national team?
Oh, fucking hell. Gussy Dink.
Correct.
Shevchenko.
Correct.
Is it?
Yes.
I was going to say him, but I thought he were a politician or something.
It is, Andrei Shevchenko.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say that as well, but I thought, no.
5-4. Give me two more.
Well, he's owed a question. See, honest John, he's owed a question.
The Austrian captain, Alba, is joining which club next season?
What's his name?
Alba, that's it.
PSG.
Chelsea.
Real Madrid is going for Bayern Munich.
I thought they were fucking skinned. Last question. We've got one question each, haven't we?
No, you've got one question.
No, that's it. That's the end of the quiz then, because I've asked the question first.
All right, go on then. I'll give you another one after this.
I really did piss you off, Sunday, didn't I?
In the opening ceremony, Pasolini sang which classic opera anthem?
Nessun Dorma.
Correct. Last question.
Job done.
Now.
I've got tit sweat. I've got tit sweat.
Have you?
Well,
you've got belly sweat. Look, see? See, you're fucking back to me.
It's a sad day, man.
Well done, John.
I'm absolutely off at moon about. Am I more of a moon about that than quiz?
2-0 up.
And I ain't got no.
Thanks for watching. Well done, John.
Yeah, well done, Jack.
And a big thanks to VBet for sponsoring the show and supporting the podcast as well. And if you do sign up and use that code COSH to get your £1 free bet, you can also take part in the Choose Your Own Euro 2020 adventure, where you can do the quiz, make predictions as well, and there's some bloody cracking prizes.
Prizes to be won.
Oh, there's some right crackers, race days, and
this
also.
This is what I fancy, and I might actually.
You should have a go, John. Yeah.
A 5-car Super Blast Drive experience at the UK circuit. I fancy a bash at that.
Yeah.
Get involved.
You know, I fancy a go at that. Yeah. I've seen how you drive anyway. You'll do it.
Is it free?
It's completely free to pay.
You'll do it on the 62.
Do you know what? We should do it on next quiz.
A luxury 2-night stay at Appleby Castle in Cumbria.
That's more my scene.
I bet you'd take a young lady with you, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Petals on the bed.
Harry Kane. And a football stadium helicopter tour with champagne.
Oh, all like a bit of bubbles.
If I win that, I'll just tell him, look, no champagne from the big man. I'll have a couple of bottles of Peroni, please. Not for me, that.
Quite a lager.
Especially imagine the fucking champagne bottle popping in the helicopter. Boom, pinging about.
No, but yeah, there's some cracking prizes, so... Choose your own Euro 2020 adventure. That's completely free to play and there's some brilliant prizes. But, yep, sign up with the code COSH. And thanks once again to VBET.
Thank you very much. See you
Friday.
Yes.
And we're beating them Scots, eh?
I can boogie. We'll be boogie. I'll be boogieing Friday.
Oh,
tops will be off if we get a result, won't it?
Phillips will have a cracker.
Set that off for fucking car journey home.
Be back.
Oh, so wait a minute then. Is it all right if you carry on, is it all right if your back sweats, but not your tits? Yeah, that's all right, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It's fine.
If Phillip scores on Friday, I'll be beating my bottom ready for us lifting that trophy.
I hope he gets it.
Oh, God. If he gets it, I don't think Rose will do it.
No.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.